Good morning. A Tuesday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Shartok. Alan, on this Tuesday, we start with this headline. FBI raids office of Trump lawyer who paid accuser. Trump is calling it a disgraceful situation, a total witch hunt. But there we are.
David, first of all, welcome back. And secondly, I have to say that I've never seen anything quite like this. First of all, the lying that is going on is extraordinary on the part of Trump. After all, the people who did the raid were the U.S. attorneys, people in New York, who Mueller had referred the case to. They're the ones who went in and looked at the computers, and we don't really know the full extent of what they were looking for, but it did have to do with communication between Trump and his lawyer. And part of it involved a speech that was given to a Ukrainian group for $150,000 to the Trump Foundation, arranged by the lawyer, and so much more, which we are not privy to. But looking at the president as he made these very intemperate remarks, one thing that did occur to me is he's called Hillary Clinton a crook so many times that I think it would be appropriate for Hillary to sue him for defamation because of the kinds of things that he has said about her. But I suppose that that would open up a can of worms that the Clintons really don't want to get into with depositions and all the rest. So I'm also thinking that the biggest lie of all was that this is all the Democrats. Everybody's a Republican. Mueller's a Republican. The U.S. attorney, his own handpicked U.S. attorney after he fired Peter Barr, is a Republican. To me, this is a man who is really in a total state, and I know this isn't a word, of disassemblage. And my bet is that anybody who knows his character knows that this is real trouble for this president. He is also having to handle the Syrians, and this is where the wag the dog becomes a very strong possibility. He's in a lot of trouble over this business with Mueller, and he may make a bad choice, which is to fire Mueller, and yet there are Republican senators and congressmen who have been on his side all along who are coming out and saying he better not, because that would be a, quote, constitutional crisis. I've never really known what constitutional crisis means unless it means that we will cross the line, the Republican lawmakers, and impeach him. And that is a distinct possibility right now as this rope gets tighter and tighter around the president.
So in the end, does he fire Mueller? I mean, you said he's going to have to because it's going to get too close.
Well, I've been saying that all along. His big mistake was not having done it sooner. I am not calling for the firing of Mueller by any means, because Mueller is a great hero as far as I'm concerned, and it's what I've seen so far. But I've said all along, as Mueller, who is a brilliant tactician, as we have seen, the referral to the U.S. attorney, his handpicked U.S. attorney, who was the guy who authorized the conducting of these raids. And you can see the president going after his own attorney general and Rod Rosenstein, who, of course, is authorizing all of this. You better believe that it is getting to be so excruciatingly tense that the president may just fire Mueller now and say, well, what do I got to lose? And we'll see whether there's going to be an impeachment or not. I'm suggesting he may well do it.
Well, we'll turn now to New York. A column by Ken Lovett, the New York Daily News. Of course, someone who's been on our air many times through Capital Connection and each week on Mondays here on WAMC, has written about former U.S. Senator Alphonse D'Amato, longtime friend of Senator Kirsten Gillibrand's family, and now trashing her as she seeks re-election to a second